ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us another chance to spend some few minutes together in this ninth session of Bridge, talking about the du'as of Sahifa Sajjadiyah, the book and the legacy of our beloved Imam Zain al-Abidin, the fourth Imam of us, the Shias, and a respected individual amongst all the Muslimin. Imam, we talk about the ninth dua, yearning to ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we got to the part that Imam says, Ya Allah, Allahumma, O Allah, وَإِنَّكَ indeed you have created us مِنَ الضَّعْفِ خَلَقْتَنَا you have created us from frailty. One of the things that we need to confess and talk about is that, or it's a matter that we need to constantly keep in mind, is that we are truly weak. If it is us without Allah, if it is us without the help of Allah, we are really weak. We have been created weak and delicate. We really age. We really get sick. We really easily get hurt emotionally and physically. We are so weak. If someone speaks to us in a very humiliating way, it's going to ruin our entire day or week or even month. It's going to ruin our life. If we scratch our hand next to something sharp, the pain of it is going to kill us. We are the ones who cannot tolerate and get along with a tooth pain for a certain period of time. That's us. That is us. Allahumma wa innaka min al-dha'fi khalaqtana. You have created us from frailty. Let's take a break, think about this term, and come back.
Salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana.
All right, we are back with Bridge program, talking about the ninth dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyah. Imam says, you have created us from frailty. If many of the issues that human beings faced in their life is that it's because that they feel fakely strong. They feel that they have power while all power belongs to Allah. They feel that they have authority while the authority in its entirety belongs to Allah. They think they have ownership while the ownership is completely reserved for Allah. We are not owning anything. We do not even own our body. We do not even own the possessions in this dunya that we think we own. The reason I believe, or we believe, that is the case is because if we had owned it independently, if we have owned all these skills and traits and all these abilities that we think it belongs to us, then we should have been able to use it in the time of need. For example, someone looks beautiful and they go in front of a mirror and they get so proud of themselves. And instead of praising and thanking Allah for creating them with beauty, they start becoming arrogant. That's so funny. If you were independent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from that beauty, with that beauty, then in the time that you get old and the beauty starts to fade away, you need it, but you can't get it back. No matter how much surgery do you go through, you can't get it back. Same goes with the knowledge. If someone gets Alzheimer's, they forget whatever they have memorized or whatever they have developed in their mind, whatever they have studied. Come on, use it. If you own it, if it belongs to you, then make use of it at the time you need it. Allahumma wa innaka min al-dha'fi khalaqtana. Let's think about this term again and confess to our frailty and come back. Take a break and come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
We're back with program Bridge. We are talking about the dua. Of the du'as of Sahifa Sajjadiyya, the supplications that Imam Zain al-Abidin have blessed us with, have left us with. The Sahifa Sajjadiyya has been called a prayer manual, but this description may be misleading to Western readers and audience because they're not familiar with the different varieties of prayer in Islam. The best introduction to these, as well as to the contents of the Sahifa, is in a way that maybe if we call it supplication, that is one way. But munajat is our way to express love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And think of this text as a love language, that you speak with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the deepest deal or amount of love. Imam says, وَعَلَى الْوَهْنِ بَنَيْتَنَا. In continuation to confessing our frailty, Imam develops the sentence or gives this root more branches by saying, built us up from feebleness and وَمِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ ابْتَدَأْتَنَا. And began us from a mean water, from a worthless drop of water. One time, one of the students of Ayatollah Khosrow Shahi, who was one of the scholars living in Tehran and passed away a few years ago, he said, I was walking with my teacher and I was looking at the mountains in the north of Tehran. Beautiful mountains sitting and beautifying, adorning the north of Tehran. He says, I said to him that every time I get to see these mountains, I start to yell out or shout out, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, out of excitement. And then Ayatollah Khosrow Shahi tells him, but when I look at, there was a broken chair in the side of the park and they were walking by it. Says Ayatollah Khosrow Shahi, points out to the broken chair. He says, but when I see this, I start getting so excited and I start saying, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. I said, why? He says, he continues explaining. He says, whenever I see the mountains, it's the work and the job of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out of His majesty, this is nothing. But when I see this broken chair is made by hands of a human being who was created from a worthless drop of mean water, as the Imam explains here in this dua. And then I say, subhanAllah, imagine if you have that vision and insight and you get on a plane, how would you say subhanAllah? Then looking at technology, then how would you say subhanAllah? Looking at the AI, artificial intelligence, then how would you say subhanAllah? Inshallah, until next time, keep us in your du'as. We'll get together soon. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mahdi in the program Bridge on RIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواه از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد